Hello and welcome to Rancor's Agents of Brothel, Season 1, Episode 11, The Magical Place. I'm your co-host, Matt.
And I'm your co-host, Flowers.
We just want to go ahead and discuss today's episode. A rare one this week. I got to sit and watch it with my wife. It's actually really new to me. She always watches it like the day after, but tonight our schedules meshed. So I got to have somebody to watch it with besides my two-year-old, which was nice.
Hey, sometimes when I watch this, I feel like a two-year-old. I'm so excited half the time.
I know. It's like, this, some people don't like this show because they expect a Marvel movie every week. But for me, it's like, I just need that taste. I just need that little bit of flavor. And definitely got it this week. What about you?
Yeah, I gotta say, I went into it nervous. And then by the end, I'm like really excited for the next week's episode.
Absolutely. Now, you had said last week that you figured that we were going to sew up the whole Coulson's death storyline, or at least get close to sewing it up. And you were dead on. Good job, sir.
Well, I don't know about that. I kind of have more questions about his death now than I did before.
Like, what was that wicked awesome machine?
Well, yeah, I mean, because they said about the machine that it was just implanting memories. So I want to know what they changed about his previous memories and what else, like, what other organs they had to mess with, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly they had to reconstruct his heart because it was cut in two.
Right.
So that will happen. All right, so let's start at the beginning. Victoria Hand is back. She's running the show. The bus is full of agents that we don't know.
Yeah.
Sky gets her ass booted off the plane because Victoria Hand isn't a big fan, it would seem.
Yep. I also like the beginning of the episode started off straight action. Like, it was just action instantly.
It did. It started like a fucking Bourne Identity movie.
Right.
Yeah, it just started with an action sequence, which was nice. We're not always getting that with this show, so that was pretty cool. And then it led into some drama, and it led to some action, led to some drama, some action. We got around a little bit. We got to see Sky using her her shield skills that she has learned from her SO. That was cool. We got to see Fitzsimmons use the Seven Dwarf helicopters as offensive weapons, to, you know, kind of. I mean, they were just herding a guy like a sheep. But
did they even do anything to him, or were they just a surprise? And he was like, "Oh crap!" and ran away.
Yeah, like he fired, and then they didn't move, so then he turned into the elevator.
It was pretty funny, though.
Yeah, they just pretty much they sheepdogged him. I think the best line too was like in the opening sequence. There was, is that a Roomba? Boom! No, it's a flashbang, ma'am. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was silly. I giggled at that.
It was funny.
So, then we got Mr. Van Chat is being interrogated back on the bus while in flight after Sky has been booted. You know, through the help of everybody, Sky was able to... she was able to dodge being detained and debriefed by S.H.I.E.L.D. so that she could go out and kind of go rogue. She went and bought her a nice, cool spy jacket and pretended to be Agent May, which was funny.
Yeah. It was pretty cool to see her play a character that she thought hated her.
Yeah, and, let's go back to that for a second. Ward is vouching for Sky, saying that she is a useful member of the team and they need her, and May says we can't use her on this airplane.
Right.
Did you see right through that from the beginning, or were you like, May, you bitch?
I kind of, like, at that instant, I did not see that. But as soon as they got the phone to her, like they said it was a sandwich and handed her the phone and everything, then I could see it.
Okay. Alright. I kind of figured, like, oh, she's she's too deep into the family now. There's no way. Because they made it a special point of saying, on this plane. That was when I was like, right. Oh, yeah, okay. She's going rogue. So that was tight. What occurs next? So we start getting a glimpse, as I'm watching it, Natalie's like, why are there mannequins everywhere? Are they at a nuclear testing site? Yeah, oh, yes, they were. Good job, Natalie. So kudos to my wife and her intuition.
They were very creepy looking, too.
Yeah, it wasn't like when they were all brand new, like in that opening sequence of Crystal Skulls.
No.
These have been sitting around for a while. This was like The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
They were all creepy and watching TV and shit. Why? Do you think it's interesting that Coulson... It was clearly pointed out that Coulson is conditioned to say it's a magical place when somebody says Tahiti.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that they programmed into his brain.
Very funny, I thought.
Yeah. That's the thing that clicked him over into, hey, I need to get this done to figure out why I keep saying that.
Yeah, I know Reyna was doing it for her own ends, for the clairvoyant, to find out how to beat death. But I gotta say kudos to that character for, A, not torturing the poor bastard. You know, you catch more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Right.
She got him into the machine, and she made it a mutually beneficial scenario. Like,
yep.
I need to know what's going on. You want to know what's going on. Let's do this together. So, I always have a respect for bad guys that are still humanistic.
Yep.
Not to say that she, you know, in the last episode, she wasn't. She fucking blew Michael Peterson up in front of his kid. That was pretty cold-hearted. But in this episode, she had a little redeeming quality there. That was nice.
I laughed pretty hard whenever they were talking about her little dress, how it had flowers over it. And it said, well, who doesn't like flowers? And I was like, yeah, they like me.
They did a shout-out to you, see? They were prepared for you to come over and take over co-hosting duties this week. That was very nice. Thank you. Thank you, yep. Joss. I'll send you that check later this week. what else? Oh, shit.
That airplane scene, whenever they turned around.
Wasn't awesome. That badass? The two airplane sequences, that, and then when they peeled back the honeycomb structure.
Yes.
Inside the dead room, that was amazing. So that was some cool tech. But yeah, no, when they do that, like, they did a 1-point turn in a jet. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, like they had the engines like turn like over 90 degrees to get it to slow down, and then
yeah, it's like a hair
all
jet.
Around. It was awesome.
So I think it's so cool to see a jumbo jetliner that large that can do the, you know, the having the the cold medicine's fucking me up here, guys. No, to have a jumbo jet that can move its engines to the point, just like a Harrier, where it can do a standstill takeoff. I think that's just wild.
Yeah.
So pretty cool stuff.
Well, one thing that I was considering about the plane, though, whenever it's turned around so fast, what about all the chemicals and stuff in the science lab? Wouldn't everywhere?
They gotta have some killer, like, non-stick pads on the bottom of that shit. Or non-stick pads. You know, I was watching The Wolverine this week, and there's a point when they're in some real rough turbulence, and he has a scotch glass, and you just watch it, it doesn't even move.
Yeah.
Like, and how do they do that shit? I can't even sit, you know, on the earth, motionless without spilling something.
Right.
Fucking bullshit, these airplanes. What else here do we discuss? Before we get to the post-credit scene.
What did you think of the machine touching Coulson's skull?
It looked vaguely familiar to me, but I couldn't say from what. It almost looked like the medical droid that delivered Luke and Leia in the third Star Wars movie. I don't know.
Oh, I also was going to ask you this question. Since this happened, do you still think that his body is his first body? Or do you think that it's maybe a different body and they were actually implanting his actual memories into a different body?
I would like to go ahead and say it's probably his original body. I mean, otherwise, why would they put a scar over the chest?
Just to give him the memory?
Maybe. Maybe. I like the idea, too, that, you know, the way the doctor was talking there in that last scene, that Director Fury moved heaven and earth to bring Coulson back after several days, which was interesting. You know, he wasn't dead for 8 minutes like they tried to tell us. He was dead for a couple of days. So, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s got some pretty crazy tech on their side. They can do
I really that. Hope that they go into more detail about his whole surgery, too.
You know, I do and then I don't. Like, I kind of want them to leave it open, like, just leave it to the imagination, but then, yeah, I kind of wouldn't mind an explanation, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds very wishy-washy of me, but I can understand both ways. How's that? Let's talk about Michael Peterson for a second.
Okay.
Clearly under control of the clairvoyant now. He's got the eyeball bomb in him.
Yeah.
What's going to happen there?
Well, I mean, I guess the centipede must have kept him alive from the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were able to pick up his body and put... They're going to do something to him so he has a full body, I'm pretty sure, and make him a bad guy.
And I'd put another... Give him some kind of a robotic prosthesis or something, I'm sure.
Right.
They gonna is Michael Peterson gonna play into the second half of the season story arc then, I imagine? Are we gonna see some action?
I have a feeling that he's going to, yeah.
Remember a couple episodes ago when they reintroduced his character and he was at like S.H.I.E.L.D. boot camp and they had him pushing a bulldozer?
Yeah.
And at the end of it, he's like, did I beat Captain America's time? That's such horseshit, because I just gotta say, Captain America does not have superhuman strength like that. You know, Captain America is the peak of human physical performance. And peak human performance cannot push a bulldozer like that. So, I had a little continuity error there.
Or maybe you just don't know what peak of human performance is, because you've never seen it.
Shit. I can't even peek at my own balls because my human performance has a giant gut in the way. So, exactly. What do I know? But it was fun to see that brought back. That was a good, like, post scene there. Like, oh, Mike Peterson's alive. Cool, great. Where is he? And then you see that the words at the bottom of the screen, like, oh, shit, he's got the eye bomb. Son of a bitch.
He's under their control now.
So, hopefully they're going to save him. Fingers crossed, but who knows? Who knows with this show?
So, how long do you think it would be before we figure out more about Sky's parents?
Very soon. The teaser for next week's episode, which is called Seeds, looked like it had something to do with it.
Okay.
Because she says, she said to Coulson, like, it can't be anything worse than I've already imagined. He says, oh no, it is.
Yeah, see, I was thinking that was for the I didn't know if that was for just next week's episode or if that's for the full season.
Well, I think I said next week on.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, yeah, go back and look at it. Be sure. You got me doubting myself, Flowers. Damn it.
That's what I do. That's why I'm the co-host.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yep.
Sorry.
I'm going to stutter you.
Shit. Anything else in the show today that made you like just say wow? Like an example I'll give that Natalie pointed out that I thought was really beautiful. When it was just Raina and Coulson in the interrogation room with the weird machine that helps you see your memories, the lighting in that scene was very interesting. If you watched it, you could see the side of the face of Coulson that had a black eye as the scene progressed, and he was going more and more. Along with Raina to like, okay, let's figure out what my memories were. The lighting changed to make that side of his face look much darker. And it brightened on her face to give her more of an innocent look. It was a very, very neat, subtle, lighting display, played out there. Did anything like that catch your eye today? Anything about the production?
Not really. I mean, I did notice, like, it seemed like his face was getting blacker and blacker, that whole side was.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole episode.
So, very interesting. And as we can tell, we've got boo-boos going on here in the background, so it's time for us to sign off. And we will be back again next week with a little commentary on the episode Seeds. That'll be season 1, episode 12 of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Flowers, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, really?